Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw First Date the Musical.
We did, and it was a jolly, charming, beautiful, funny...
Now, First Date is a musical that I have loved for a very long time.
Yes, you've been trying to sell it on me for about forever.
3-4 years now, probably.
Yep.
And you've always gone...
I do like to see it to get a picture in my head.
And now that you have seen it, can you understand my love for it?
Yeah, I now have a picture in my head. It's a story about a first date, a blind date. Around these two characters are sort of people like family, waiters,
friends,
voices in their head giving advice, good, bad, and indifferent, about how they should proceed, why they're making the same mistakes, etc.
And it is very funny.
Yeah, but also has some really quite touching moments and, you know, some truths about the characters themselves and, you know, really, some of the really awful assumptions that we make about people on first meetings, and also the kinds of traps that we continue to set for ourselves, and sabotages that we make in not just romantic relationships but in life.
Yes, and the first half we did not have the best seats. It was a choose your own adventure,
and we chose. We made our own mistake by trying to get a better view and positioning ourselves very badly in terms of speakers. But having said that, there is no doubt that the cast all have really, really strong voices, and you know, they're very, very watchable. Great.
Stage presence.
A great stage presence, all of them.
And particularly the four chorus members who are all playing multiple characters.
Yeah.
Because they're the two people on the date and then...
Best friends, mothers, girlfriends.
Ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends.
All of that kind of stuff going on. They adapted, and you could clearly see. But I did think that our two leads... if you didn't have two really strong leads, you should just not bother turning up.
And the original production had Zachary Levi, who is now in Shazam, and Krista Rodriguez, who is a Broadway superstar, who's been in things like The Addams Family, Spring Awakening, and is a strong Broadway actress. And so both of them have done it really well, and I thought these two continued that legacy.
Yeah, I thought that they were great. It's a bit of a shame that there's never been a professional touring production of this in Brisbane. It's hit Melbourne, but not Brisbane.
I think The Haze did it.
Yeah. And that's a bit of a shame because, you know, hashtag cats, hashtag again.
Yep.
That I could see that this would have a market, and tonight it was pretty much full, and
they did it. It was a site specific work. We did it in an actual bar, as
and that's great. I mean, obviously there are compromises
to sight lines occasionally.
Yeah, when you do that, but there's also a really nice authenticity to it, which is great, and it also meant that some of those numbers they could move into the audience and react with the audience, and some of them were sort of sitting at the table and more traditional, if you like.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and
it
sometimes when I have high expectations for a show that I've listened to the soundtrack to 150 times.
I do believe you want us to do a duet from it at some point.
Yes, I do. But my point is, sometimes when I have those high expectations,
they are dashed,
and
because they can never probably be realistically met.
Probably, but with this case, they met my expectations.
Yeah, it was terrific. I really, really enjoyed it. It's only on till Sunday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So get your bottom to Reload Espresso Bar at Salisbury. Go online, Footlights. Buy yourself a ticket, do yourself a favour, and all that. Lots of fun.
Yes, it is. That's it from us.
We didn't write.
Oh, we didn't rate? No, that is true. We didn't rate. I will give this the high end of a distinction.
I'd pick on Weasley's because that's what I was going to do. A really definite, solid distinction. Yeah. And tomorrow we've got...
The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
We do. So we'll catch you then.
Yes, you will.
See ya.
Bye-bye.